If you want to change it, it really takes to really change it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, ain't no flipping sides. Like you said, it ain't no lukewarm. Either you're hot or you're cold. You know what I'm saying? Your ass gonna get popped by the grease, nigga, or your meat ain't even cooking because your grease ain't hot enough yet. Mm. You see what I'm saying? And they don't look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? They looking for it. Like I said, their attention span is, it ain't shit. They're looking for that quick fix. They're looking for that instant gratification. They're looking for that instant pleasure. And that ain't the shit that means anything. The shit that really means something takes time. You know what I'm saying? And it's for free.
The only way to get these things, though, what's the way to get it, though?
The only way to get it is to focus on him. Like he said, you know what I'm saying? Seek first my kingdom. Find out how my kingdom operates. Find out how you can become a citizen of my kingdom. And then once you start operating in my kingdom and you're a citizen, now you'll start to see the manifestation.
Okay, so here's the thing. All right, a lot of people, their willpower, they feel, is it strong, you know what I mean? Which it doesn't take that much willpower in life to achieve certain things. It's not about...
It does.
I mean, it really, it do, but it don't, though. You know, it's more of like... people need to more compartmentalize their willpower. People always want to have willpower that exceeds the time. You know what I mean? Like willpower is one of those things. It's a step. It's a process. It's every moment renewing yourself.
That's just like everything.
It's just like everything. But if you chunk it up, just like everything, like you're saying, but if you chunk things up, though, like I believe it's the Japanese have a tactic where when they want to get goals done, they say, if I could do 1 minute of something every day, you know what I'm saying? Like, make it worth something that's achievable. So a lot of people, when they think of the Bible, they're like, oh, this big book. You know what I mean? Like, damn. Like, so it keeps them. It keeps them from trying because they feel like the mountain, right? The mountaintop is, it's too high to climb. But you don't even know that God, he got secret passageways for you. He gonna make your path. You know what I mean? It won't even be that hard to get up there. You just gotta make those first steps.
Keep going. It's the will. People nowadays, they want microwavable everything. You know what I'm saying? They want that instant gratification. That's why they taking selfies and feel bad when they ain't get these many likes. I only got this many likes and they feeling bad and they self-esteem is down.
Instant gratification.
Yeah, only three.
But instant gratification, see what people don't understand with instant gratification comes instant dissatisfaction.
Yeah, well, with instant gratification,
you're easily not satisfied because it goes away quickly, though. Just as quickly as you got it is as quickly as it can go away.
It's hollow. It's empty. People want that gratification based on your physical, whether it be how you look or how your appearance. You want, you know what I'm saying? You want compliments on that. You want compliments on your speech. You want compliments on how you look, how you think, how you la-di-da, la-di-da. But it's like, if that's not the real you, then what the fuck is them compliments about? They mean nothing.
Superficial compliments.
Exactly. It means nothing.
Superficial beauty is what people are on to. That's why it doesn't, like, yeah, that's funny, too, that you say that, though, is because a lot of people want to make up the outside appearance of themselves. Well, that's not even real beauty anyways. That fades, like we get old. But the true beauty of your spirit, of your soul, of your gentleness, of your all those type of things, that's real beauty that lasts, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't realize that, like I said, the other system will teach you that about the outside. It don't matter how much I'm hurting on the inside, as long as I put a smile on my face and I go through the day and I'm talking like this, it's going to be, everyone's going to think it's all right. Mm-hmm. But at night, I need to punch a hole through the wall. I'm yelling in my pillow. I'm punching my bed because you're frustrated because that's not the real you. You see what I'm saying? True beauty comes from within. That apple tree, that grapevine that you see, that is so beautiful to look at. And all the fruit is nice and sweet and luscious and delicious, but it didn't start like that. It came from an ugly-ass seed that had to go into the dirt that was covered, didn't get no light. You know what I'm saying? And then life itself bloomed from that. You see what I'm saying? It didn't look at the beginning process and be like, oh, I'm not worthy to go into a grapevine. No, only humans think like that. You see what I'm saying? Where we already, that was the whole thing with the adversary and Eve. You see what I'm saying? He tricked her into believing that she was missing something that she already had. You eat this fruit and you'll be just like God. She didn't know she was already like God. She already had what this nigga was offering, but she fell for it. You see what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with them. Like, you already have that beauty inside you, but you won't take the time to cultivate it yourself. So others will automatically see. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're not taking it like that. So you're putting on a front.
Right.
You're
putting you cheapened, you corrupted beauty.
And
oh, damn. Again. There you go again, bro. You're right, man. It all boils down to intention.
It all goes down to attention, because at the end of the day, you're not cheating them, because they don't even give a fuck. That's why they're giving you the compliment. That's what it's like. Your mama. Your mama is not going to give you compliments, but when you're wrong, she's going to correct you. Why? Because she loves you. These fuckers who was out here telling you that you was the best nigga in the world, they really didn't love you. They didn't have your best intentions in heart. You see what I'm saying? Because your mama already knew you was the best. But it was those things that needed to be corrected so you could be greater than what you could see you could be, that she was trying to push out at you. You see what I'm saying? And it's the same thing. So while you're running around putting on this shell, thinking that everybody else will accept you because of this shell, all you're really hurting is yourself. Because at the end of the day, those were empty shit that they were giving you. There was no love in that. They're just telling you what the fuck ever, and you took that and lied to yourself and made yourself feel good. When at the end of the day, you're sitting at home by yourself, like I said, mad at the world, with a permanent mean mug on your face. You know what I'm saying? Every time you look in the mirror, you see a 300-pound motherfucker. You see, you know what I'm saying? A motherfucker, or shit, blah, blah, blah. When it's like, damn, you was the most beautiful motherfucker in the world if you would only take the time to cultivate it yourself. Once you see the beauty in you, can't nobody tell you shit. I don't need the compliment, because I'm already know whether I get it or not. If you do, I appreciate it, but it ain't gonna brighten my day or lessen my day. You see what I'm saying? Because I already know. Once you know you a king, once you know you a queen, fuck what everybody else thinks, as you know. But the problem out here is people don't know them.
One more time, you broke up. They don't know what?
They don't know themselves. That's the problem, that people don't know themselves. So what they're looking for is for affirmation from everyone else who don't really know them or care about them, in order to validate who they want to be. Instead of, once you know who you are, the other people's opinions doesn't matter. You see what I'm saying? Because you know you a king. And then that's when you're able to change your situation, because it's like, nigga, I can't even fuck with you because I know I'm greater than that. So what you saying, I can't even get that a time of day. It's not going to affect me. It's not going to stop me because I know I'm a king. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just like a woman walk down the street. If she knows she's a queen, nigga whistling at her, hey, yo, baby, hey, oh, you look so good today, girl. That ain't going to affect her. Why? Because y'all niggas is talking bullshit, and I know I'm a queen.
So knowing yourself equals self-worth.
Own self be true. But you can never know yourself until you connect, like I said, with the Father's will. That's why he said, seek first the kingdom and everything, and then it'll be handed to you. That's why, once you know, because that's what everybody has that hole in their being. And what that hole is God. But they're missing it. You know what I'm saying? So they search for it in everything. They search for it in sexual pleasure. They search for it for aesthetic. You know what I'm saying? The appearances. They search for it in material shit. They search for it in cars. They search for it in their job. They search for it in their kids. They search for it in their spouse. And it's like, you ain't got to search for it when you have that peace in you, because I am God. That's what it means when it said, when Jesus said, doesn't it say in Isaiah that ye are God? Then you are God. But until you realize that, you're not the God, but you are God. Because God put his breath into you. That's what your spirit is. That's how you came alive.
Yeah, that's why he's able to dwell in.
Right, to dwell within the Lord. You see what I'm saying?
Right. He wouldn't be able to, he wouldn't dwell somewhere that wasn't of him.
Exactly. So that's what they're missing. You see what I'm saying? So they look to the other system for affirmation to let them know they're on the right track. Oh, girl, I like that car. That's a, you doing good. Oh, girl, he fly. You
are
doing,
you doing good? Yeah. That's the thing. What are people's, the system, like what their idea of success versus God's idea of success?
Correct. Because
God, they don't know no other difference, obviously. They've just been like, yo, success is right. This world and this what we have. Go, you know, right. You do this, do that, and you're successful. While the whole time you're still that emptiness into you.
You're so miserable. That's right. In this world will tell you that success is obtaining and accumulating a bunch of material shit.
And accolades.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And accolades. You know what I'm saying? False shit.
Accolades for this world.
Right. That's what they'll tell you. But they don't tell you that that man who made that $1 trillion is going home empty as hell. That's why he's fucking them kids. That's why he's fucking little girls that's 15 or 14 years old not getting rid of a real woman. That's why he's out there, you know what I'm saying, asking for motherfuckers to strangle him while he busts a nut. You know, just weird shit like that, right? Because
they can't fill that void. And when darkness is the filling of the void, you only can keep piling on darkness. That's all you know what I mean? Or it won't do, and it can't satisfy your appetite.
You get into that sunken place. You see, and like the whole thing with the seed.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.